Hey everyone, good morning and thanks for joining us for Echo Church Online. Today is the Palm Sunday edition and we're even going to share communion together here in just a little bit. I'm so excited today to worship with the Echo Church family. If you're joining us today, if you're watching, welcome to the family. You're part of it. We're going to have a great time as we worship together. If you're watching this also, I want to encourage you, let us know that you're joining us. At some point during our service, let us know. You can text the word STEPS to 94253. If you're using the echochurch.cc app, just click the Next Steps button, fill out the quick form, and let us know. You can also do a few things on social media. And in fact, I'd highly encourage you to do so. If you're watching on Facebook, if you're watching on YouTube, you can share the service. You can make comments. You can like things. You can let us know that you are there. I also want to ask you to do this. At some point during the service, take a photo of you and anybody that you might be watching the service with. Post it online and tag at echochurch.cc either on Facebook or on Instagram. Let us know that you are out there. It's just a great way for us all to stay connected while everything is going on. Hey, one of the things we've been encouraging you to do as well, we do this all year round, but especially right now, is to use our daily Bible reading plan. It's just right there on the Echo Church app. And I was reading in it earlier this week, and something just really stuck out to me. And I thought, man, it would just be a great way for us to lean into worship here today. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 20, and God is giving Israel directions as they're about to move into the promised land. They're going to move into the promise. They're going to move into all that God has for them. But man, there's going to be some fights along the way. There's going to be some challenges. There's some giants in the land that they've got to push out. And I think this is going to speak well to some of the challenges we're facing today. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. When you go out to fight your enemies and you face horses and chariots and an army greater than your own, do not be afraid. I think that's a great reminder for us today. We're facing some challenges far greater than us. But listen, we don't have to be afraid. Why? The Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, is with you. When you prepare for battle, the priest must come forward to speak to the troops. So I'm kind of playing that role today. And it says this, he will say to them, listen to me, all you men of Israel, do not be afraid as you go out to fight your enemies today. Do not lose heart or panic or tremble before them, for the Lord your God is going with you. I want you to be reminded of that today. The Lord your God is going with you. It goes on to say, he will fight your enemies for you and he will give you victory. Be reminded of that today, that God is with you, that God is fighting for you. God is so kind and close and caring. I mean, what a privilege it is we have to worship him today. Would you pray with me as we open up the service today? Father God, we thank you. Lord, you are kind, you are faithful, Lord, you are powerful, and you are fighting our battles for us. Lord, we have a lot of challenges going on in the world right now. God, we have no one else to look to but you. Lord, we're trusting you. Lord, we believe that you're for you, for us. God, you're fighting for us. Lord, with all of our hearts, we worship you now. It's in Jesus' name, amen. I was buried beneath my shame. Could carry the kind of weight. It was my tool till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tool till I met you. You called my name and I ran out of that grave, out of the darkness into your glorious day. You called my name. The old man. again, good morning, and thanks so much for inviting us into your home. Hey, know this, Katie and I, we love you guys. We miss you like crazy. This whole church online thing was pretty cool for a couple of weeks, but can I be honest? Like, now we're just missing everybody. We cannot wait to be back together as a church family. But while we're obeying orders and sheltering in place and all that, keeping everybody safe, we can still be the church together online wherever we are. So I want to encourage you during the service, whether you're on YouTube or watching on Facebook, type dialogue, get involved. You can amen things, you can like things, you can even share the service while you're watching and let others know that you're watching as well. Hey, it's going to be a special day for us to be the church for wherever we are. We're actually going to participate in communion together. And so I'm telling you now, so that you've got time to grab something and get prepared, because kind of towards the middle of my message, we're going to partake in communion together. So you can grab a piece of bread, a cracker, some juice, whatever it is, and you can participate along. Now, typically, if we were in church, we'd have like some Welch's grape juice and we'd have some bread. But I just want you to know, like, especially considering all the circumstances, it's okay, right? You can use whatever you've got. Just get something and set it aside. If it had to be what Jesus used back in the day, well, then every time we did communion, it would have to be unleavened bread and wine. And I don't know if that's a conversation the church world's ready to have right now, right? So whatever you got, it'll work for you. I've got my fancy chalice here. This is actually a communion chalice that a dear pastor friend of mine gave to me. So I'm going to be using that. I've even just got just a small piece of bread here. So whatever you've got on your side will work for you. Okay, so you can get that ready. We'll come to that here in just a little bit. The only guideline that Jesus gave us when we partake in communion is to do it in remembrance of him. We're going to do that today. In fact, the whole message is going to be focused on remembering Jesus. Paul expanded on that. He said, we just need to examine ourselves, which is to mean we need to really come into the presence of God and be reminded of who he is and who we are and how we're recipients of his great grace. We get to come in with boldness, but we also come in with humility of just, God, we love you. We know who you are and what it is you're doing for our lives. Listen, communion is for believers, and you might be out there and you're like, well, I don't know if that's me. I don't know if I'm a believer. I don't know if I'm a follower of Jesus, if I have a relationship with him. That's okay. Hang tight. I'm going to talk to you in just a minute, okay? So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. We're going to spend our time together talking today about the importance of communion and what it reminds us in our lives. And before that causes some of you to jump off the live stream, can I just caution you a second just to pause? Because I think this could actually be a really special moment for us today. I think what we're going to be doing here in just a few minutes could be really powerful for you and be a great reminder as we walk out some of these challenges. If you don't really understand the meaning of communion, or maybe you don't even know what communion is, this might be the first time you've ever heard of it, just know I've been there. I really have. I've been in your shoes. Our family did not grow up in church, and to be honest, I was afraid of going to church. I didn't have much of an interest in church. I didn't even like Christians, but I was desperate to know who Jesus was. So when I was in eighth grade, a friend invited me to church, and even though I was scared of church, I jumped at the opportunity because I wanted to know who this guy named Jesus was and what he meant to me. And when I went with my friend, the first Sunday I walked in the door, I was scared to death. I was sure I was going to like wear the wrong clothes. I was going to sit in somebody's seat. I was going to say the wrong thing. And I remember walking in the front doors of this old country church in the middle of nowhere, kind of northern Clay County, Indiana. And there was this big grandfather figure in this little bitty foyer, and calling it a foyer might be too generous. And he reached out his hand and he said, welcome home. And then he gave me this big old bear hug. And all these fears I had kind of went away. And we went into the service. And then honestly, when we got into the service, pretty much everything we did, I didn't understand. They were lighting candles and they were even singing some hymns. I remember the hymns were singing about seraphim and cherubim, and I didn't know what that was. I learned later, somebody told me that those were angels. Some of you know those hymns that I'm talking about. But man, the whole service, I was like, I don't get this. When it was time for the pastor to get up and preach, he actually took off his jacket and he loosened up his tie and he literally picked up the pulpit and he moved it. And he just kind of walked around with the Bible in his hand and just shared the scriptures and how he was walking it out in his life. And I was like, I think I get this. And I was leaning in, and at the end of the service, they actually partook in communion. Again, I had never in my life heard of communion. So when he started talking about, like, this is the body of Christ and this is the blood of Christ, can I just be honest? I was completely freaked out. I was like, there is about to be a Chad-shaped hole in the back of the church. Like, I want out of here. And I think I saw my mom's friend knew I was, like, freaked out. And she was like, don't worry, sweetie. You don't have to go down forward when the rest of us do. And I was like, there's no way I'm going to. Like, I don't know what this communion thing is, but I've heard of Jonestown, and like, I am not drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't know if that's okay to say or not, but that's what I was thinking. And honestly, all the fears I had about church that day came in that moment. Everybody else went up to take communion. It wasn't a big church, and they all went to take communion, and I was the only one sitting there in a pew all by myself. And what was interesting is the pastor noticed it. Whenever they were done with communion, he actually put a guitar around his shoulder and he led them in a song. And when the service was done, he made like a beeline for me. And he started talking to me. He was like, hey, like, what kind of music do you like? He just started kind of trying to build a relationship with me. And at the time, I was pretty into Green Day. All right. This was a few years ago, back when Green Day was cool, before they were a musical. And he started playing Green Day in church. And I was like, I didn't even know you could play Green Day in church. And I certainly didn't know a pastor knew how to play Green Day. I thought for sure, like, the ceiling was probably going to fall down any second, but we made it, and he became a good friend of mine. And something changed in me that day of how I began to view Jesus. And I want to share that with you. I've learned something so powerful through this thing we do called communion. And I want to share it with you today. Here's the verse. It comes from Luke chapter 22, just a few verses here. Luke chapter 22, it says this: when the hour came, Jesus and his apostles reclined at the table. You can get the picture. It's just Jesus and his friends. They're relaxing. They're eating the Passover meal together. Verse 15, and he said to them, I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. It goes on in verse 19, and he took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. And then he said, take and drink. And today we're gonna remember Jesus. Hey, would you pray with me for a moment? Father, we thank you. We thank you for this powerful reminder of how great and how powerful and how close Jesus is to us. We get to partake in communion today, and this is this reminder of how great and how powerful your grace is. Lord, would you meet with us today? Open up our hearts to hear what it is you have to say. In Jesus' name, amen. So here's what we're going to do with our time together. We're going to remember Jesus. We're going to do exactly what he said to do. And I think it's going to give us three powerful reminders that we need to take with us, especially right now while we're all split up through this coronavirus challenge. The first thing it reminds us is this: we are family. We are family. There's something about sharing a meal together. Listen, as a kid growing up, we did not go to church. It's not what we did. But Sunday breakfast, man, that was sacred for us. So we would be running all over the place and crazy and so much going on. But when Sunday came, we would all gather for breakfast. Back whenever, or looking ahead, whenever this is all done and over with and people are gathering back at your house and there's parties being thrown, I'm guessing that the most popular room in the house, the most congested room, is going to be the kitchen. That's where everybody's going to gather. Look ahead to maybe Memorial Day or even the 4th of July, and there's a cookout in the backyard. Where are all the guys going to be gathered, right? Around the grill. There's something about a meal that brings us together. And ever since Jesus broke bread with his friends 2,000 years ago, followers of Jesus have been gathering around this meal, various denominations and various ways. Some call it communion, some say Holy Communion, some say the Eucharist, some say the Lord's Supper. But all of us, we all become family when we remember Jesus. And all of us today, in all of our homes, across Indianapolis, across Indiana, across the U.S., and you might even be joining us beyond the U.S., we all become family. It makes us family when we gather around this meal together. Here's where I want to share this. Families fight for connection. Families fight for connection. I love that there's so many of you, you're texting one another. You're FaceTiming, you're getting on Zoom calls, you're taking time to connect with your church family. And I just want to say this, if you call Echo home, listen to me, fight for connection. We have groups that are starting just so that they can stay together while this coronavirus has us split up. Teams are connecting. Maybe you've been away from the Echo family for a while, or you just found us online and you've started joining us and following in, which is awesome. Thanks so much for joining us. We can't wait to get to meet you in person. But I just want to challenge you at some point today, listen, text the word STEPS to 94253 and say you want to connect with others at Echo and we'll help you. I just want you to know, whether you're part of the Echo family already, you've been away for a while, you're just starting to follow us, there is room at the table for you. We've got room, we've got space, we'll make room for you. That's the first thing I want to say, but I also want to say, reach out to your church family. All right, people that are in your group, people that are on your teams, people you just look forward to seeing every Sunday, reach out to them. If they're on your mind, that's God saying, ask how they're doing. Ask how you can pray for them. There has never been a more important time for us to be family. So reach out to one another, rely on each other, fight for connection. This is bigger than any one of us, right? Well, this COVID-19 challenge is bigger than any one of us, but we will get through it together. That would be a good time for somebody out there to write the words amen, right, into your Facebook or YouTube chat, because we are going to get through this. Number one, it reminds us that we are family. The second thing is this, it invites the nearness of God. It invites the nearness of God. Jesus says, remember me. Remember me in this moment, sitting around having a meal with my friends. Later on in Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus says, look, I stand at the door and knock, and if you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in, and he says it again, and we will share a meal together as friends. This is how Jesus wants us to think of him. You might be hurting and alone this week. You might be scared. You might have more questions than answers right now. And I want you to hear Jesus saying to you, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. And if you'll open the door, I will come in and we will share a meal together as friends. Isn't this amazing that this is how Jesus wants us to remember him? And it centers around a meal. When you're scared, when you're hurting, when you feel alone, remember me and I'll sit at the table with you. When you're trying to figure out how you're going to pay bills right now, remember me and I'll be with you. When maybe some of you are sitting or you've been visiting or you've been wanting to visit somebody in the hospital and there's all these challenges and you're trying to figure this out, Jesus says, remember me and I'll walk through that with you. You're trying to have a difficult conversation with somebody right now. Remember me and I'll walk through it with you. Communion invites the nearness of God. It's in the name, right? We're communing with God. And it's a reminder that our incredible God would allow his son to be broken for us, to allow his blood to be spilled for us. Communion is a reminder that regardless of how you feel, regardless of what you see around you, God is close, God cares, God is fighting for you, and he's already won. Perhaps you need to hear God inviting you to sit and to rest for a while and enjoy his presence. In fact, if you're a follower of Jesus, that's what I want to invite you to do right now. Just to sit, to close your eyes, and then just remember the nearness of God. Just for a moment, would you just pray, God, this week, this moment, help me to remember your nearness. Now, others of you, if you're being honest, you've been running for a long time. You'd say peace and joy are absent from you right now. You know you need God, but you don't know where to begin. And I just want you to hear Jesus saying to you, look, I stand at the door and knock. And if you will open the door, I will come into your life, I'll come into your heart, and we will share a meal together as friends. Jesus wants a relationship with you. And you might be thinking, well, how do I do that? Like, where do I begin? What does that look like? It's simple, but I need you to hear, it's the most important thing you'll ever do. It's a simple thing, God made it easy, but it's the most important prayer you will ever pray. It's simply this, just recognizing that you need forgiveness, that God made you. He's calling the shots. He made the rules, but you haven't been following him. You've been going your own direction. It's recognizing that Jesus paid for your sins, that when he died on the cross, he was taking your guilt, your punishment, and your shame, so that in believing him, you could walk away forgiven. You could walk away free. Now, when Easter Sunday comes next weekend, we're going to celebrate that Jesus didn't remain in the grave. No, he rose up from the dead to new life. And the Bible says those of us, before we're following Jesus, we are spiritually dead. So when we begin to believe Jesus, when we pray this prayer, we actually become spiritually alive. We're made brand new in Jesus. So just like he rose from the dead, so do we. Today, in just a moment, you can participate in communion. But first, you've got some work to do with Jesus. You've actually got to let Jesus in. And so right now, I'm going to invite you to do that. Just right now, wherever you are, wherever you're sitting, you can pray out loud, you can pray silently, but I'm going to invite you. Maybe you've been away from Jesus, you've been away from church, but you know it's your time. All of this going on has reminded you, you need Jesus. Or maybe for the first time ever, you recognize, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. And I'm going to invite you. Would you just close your eyes and would you pray this prayer with me? Decide right now. Today's my day. Today's my day. I'm going to begin following after Jesus. Would you pray this simple prayer? Jesus, I am a sinner in need of a Savior, and I believe that you are that Savior. Just tell him that. I believe that you went to the cross for me. It was my sins that put you there. But in believing you, you washed my sins away. You didn't stay in the grave, Jesus. You rose up from the dead to new life. And today I get that new life in you. Would you empower me to walk with you, to follow you from this day forward? Listen to me. The Bible tells us that all of heaven is rejoicing right now. You need to know that as a church family, we're rejoicing too when you pray that so important prayer. So here's what we're going to do. Whether you're a brand new follower of Jesus, maybe you're coming back around, or you've been praying and inviting the nearness of God into your life as a believer over the last couple of minutes, right here, I'm going to invite us to participate in communion together. Now, I asked you earlier to have something to remind you of his body and his blood. And if you didn't do that, go do that right now. You can go grab something and come back. But I want to give us just a moment to invite us to partake and to remember that God makes us family, that God is close and he's near to us. On the night that Jesus was to be betrayed, he had a piece of bread and he passed around the table. He said, break a piece off. It is going to represent my body that's broken for you. Would you take and would you eat? Would you take and eat even now? And then Jesus picked up a cup and he said, this is going to represent my blood, which is about to be shed and to be poured out for you. Would you take and drink? And on the other side of the screen, I'll invite you. Would you take and drink and remember the nearness of God? And right here, just in the middle of our time together, I just want to take a moment and pause to thank God that he loves us, that he pursued us, that when we weren't following him, he ran after us. God, we thank you. What a powerful, what a wonderful and kind God you are. Lord, this week, would this be a reminder to us that you are near. God, when fear runs in, remind us of your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I said earlier that I was going to share communion in the middle of my message. It's not the middle of my message, but I've still got a little bit I want to share with you. In fact, I've got one more thing I want to share, right? Communion reminds us that we're family. It reminds us and invites the nearness of God into our lives. But here's the third and final thing. It reminds us that we, as followers of Jesus, we are the nearness of God to others. Communion reminds us of that, that as people that have received the nearness of God, we become the nearness of God to others. It says this, Matthew chapter 28. This is Jesus talking. He says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And then he goes on to say it one more time, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. John 13, Jesus says, as I've loved you, you go and love one another. Communion reminds us that Jesus met us in our hurt, and then we go and share that grace with others. That's what my first pastor did, right? He saw that in that communion moment, I was by myself, and he came and he built a bridge with me, and it would just be weeks, maybe just a couple months later, that I would actually walk down and receive the grace of Jesus in my life. He came and met me where I was, and that's what Jesus does for us, and that's what we do for others. And I want you to hear this very clearly. That's what we get to do for so many next Sunday with Easter Sunday. Listen, so many, in fact, let's just be honest, probably we've had five times more people watching us online than we actually have had in the services. We've got a lot of people that join us on Sunday, but we've had so many people joining us online. I suspect that that's going to double again on Easter Sunday, and it's going to be because you go and invite your friends and your family and your coworkers, people in your sphere of influence that you know need hope. You're going to invite them to join us next Sunday, 10 a.m. for Easter. Now, some of you know this. You've been walking with us for a little while. Back at the beginning of March, we passed out these wristbands. It just says Dangerous Prayers on them, and it was going with us during our last series called Dangerous Prayers. And the very first Sunday, our prayer was, God, make me bold. Make me bold in inviting others to come on Easter. And so while we can't be together, Easter Sunday is still happening, and God is doing something incredibly powerful. So I want to ask you and challenge you, keep inviting. The nearness of God comes through you. God wants to use your life to help others experience His hope. And how amazing. They're right where people are in their homes, because we're all going to be kind of stuck inside next weekend. That they're going to be hopping on Facebook. They're going to be hopping on YouTube. And we get to share the message of hope with so many people. We'll put out a lot of content on social media over the next week. Use that. But don't just share it. Do that. But actually tag somebody and say, hey, I want to invite you to join us. I've been thinking about you, praying for you. Come and join us next Sunday for the Easter service. Listen, when Jesus gives us the Great Commission, He's saying, as my love met you in your hurt, in your isolation, in your brokenness, go and share that love with someone else. You are the nearness of God to them. Tell them about my love. Listen, may our time in communion today be a reminder to us this week that we are family, and family fights for connection. Let's connect even in these difficult times. I mentioned a couple times in the service to text the word STEPS to 94253, to press the Next Steps button on the Echo Church app. Now is the time to do that. Let us know. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, let us know. We'd love to call you and give you some resources to help you in this brand new journey. If you want to connect with others, tell us. We will help you connect to a FaceTime or to a Zoom Echo group. We want to help you. If we could just be praying for you, you might have something right now, you're like, man, I just need somebody to pray with me. Let us know. We will call you up and we'll pray with you. Listen, this week we're going to remember the nearness of God. When fear sets in, we'll remember that Jesus has already overcome. And finally, we're going to remember we are the nearness of God to others this week. We're going to invite others to experience the message of hope on Easter through our lives. Hey, listen, in just a moment, we're going to worship one more time together. Before we do that, and I pray us into that, let me give us just a couple quick reminders. The first one is this, Echo Kids. Man, it was so awesome the past couple of weekends to see so many of you using the echochurch.cc app, or just going straight to our YouTube channel and hopping on there, and you guys are worshiping with your kids. Worship with your kids. If you haven't already this morning, do that now. Post photos of it. Let us know that you guys are worshiping together and how that's blessing all of you. I love our Echo Kids team. They are sort of scheming all kinds of ways that lets your kids know they're loved. They've been writing postcards, and I've heard of candy drops that are coming and all kinds of fun stuff that's going on. I'm so thankful for our amazing Echo Kids team. I'm also thankful for so many of you who have been giving online. Listen, you are making a tremendous difference. Not only do we get to continue making a difference in all the ways Echo Church already does, but you also make it possible in this difficult time for us to reach beyond. And so through our partnership with people like Convoy of Hope, we've been on the front lines in places like New York City and helping families get food that are desperately in need. We provided food, of course, for the Avon Community Schools Administration Center. We provided meals for those at Sheltering Wings Domestic Violence Shelter who were really needing some help. We're continuing to do that. Some of you are out doing grocery deliveries during the week. A lot of things going on. And then I hope you heard this past week that through your generosity, we were able to partner with other great churches in the community to provide 200,000 of the N95 masks so that our healthcare workers here in Indiana can be protected as they protect us. And so Echo Church, I love you. You guys are so generous. I feel so honored to be your pastor. Thank you for all of your generosity. Hey, here in just a moment, we're going to hop back into worship, and that'll be the conclusion of the service. But take this song with you for the rest of the week. Honestly, over the past couple of years, it's been one of my favorite worship songs. I think it speaks to us right now. It helps us remember how amazing Jesus is and how he's right here with us. Would you pray with me as we get ready to worship? God, we thank you. Lord, what a privilege it is to gather as a church family today. God, all that we are doing here in this moment, may it not stay. God, may it become who we are. We remember the nearness of God. We remember that we're family. We remember that we get to be the nearness of God to others. In fact, God, I know so many are giving online today. Lord, some are even mailing in to the P.O. box. God, all of those offerings, Lord, you see them. You see the sacrifices. You see the love that comes behind it. God, would that hope in those hearts, God, translate so that someone else gets to receive your grace. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we worship you in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, let's continue to worship, and we'll see you right back here for Easter Sunday. We love you guys.
Rumors of the Son of Man, stories of the Savior, holiness with human hands, treasure for the traitor. No ear had heard, no eye had seen the image of the Father until heaven came to live with me. A rescue like no other. You're my author, my maker, my ransom, my savior, my refuge, my hiding place. You're my helper, my healer, my blessed redeemer, my answer, my saving grace.